Hi, I'm Mal Majoros. I am a three-year cancer survivor. My blog, The Cancer Warrior, is one of the top 10 breast cancer blogs, according to blogs.com. I'm here to bring a fresh, upbeat perspective to a topic that to some may seem scary. A positive mental attitude got me through my cancer, and I hope to share that with you. Today, we're talking to Melinda Marciano. She's a Hodgkin's lymphoma survivor. She's an author, and she's also 16 years old. How are you today, Melinda?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
Excellent. So let's jump right in. I mean, you're 16 and you wrote a book and you survived cancer. So let's start at the beginning. How did you find out you had cancer?
It took about 5 months to actually find out what was wrong with me. I just had symptoms that we really couldn't pinpoint. Fatigue, mm-hmm. a cough that it was a high-pitched wheezing cough that actually led us to find a mass in my chest.
Oh.
So that's really when we first found out what was going on.
Wow, so then you went to the doctor, they found the mass, did they remove it? And
actually, they couldn't remove it because there were arteries running through it, and it was very close to my airway, so it couldn't be removed.
So you still have it?
It's shrunk
from
the treatment. Yeah.
So what kind of treatment did you have? You found out you had cancer, Hodgkin's lymphoma. What stage did they stage you at?
It was 2B.
2B. What's the B mean?
B has to do with how where it's located and how much it's spread.
Oh, okay. So that must have been pretty shocking. What grade were you in school?
I was in 8th grade, I believe.
Wow. 8th grade. And you had to take time off from school to do your chemo and everything?
Yes, I've been homeschooled all my life up until freshman year of high school, so it actually worked out really well.
Well, if you're going to get cancer, you know, when you're being homeschooled, that's the best time to get it, right?
Yep.
So what kind of treatment did they put you through for this?
I had 4 rounds of chemo, and I had 3 weeks of radiation.
Wow. That must have made you pretty tired.
Yeah, yep.
What kind of chemo did you have?
I had 5 different types of chemo, and I honestly couldn't name all of them because they're hard to pronounce.
That makes sense. So you 3 rounds of chemo, 5 weeks of radiation, and mm-hmm. no surgery because they couldn't remove the tumor.
Mm-hmm.
So during all this, did you decide to write a book?
It was actually afterwards that I decided to write the book. I was recovering. I was in kind of a rough spot, and mm-hmm. I just naturally started to write about my experience and what had happened. And I figured, hey, I got a lot written here, and this could be a book, so I'm gonna go for it.
So were you, when you felt like you were in a rough spot, can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, after cancer treatment, you just kind of don't know what to do with yourself. This mm-hmm. big thing has impacted your life, and you're not quite sure what to do anymore, who you are. I was still feeling very sick, and I was still having a lot of late effects and mm-hmm. even some life-threatening. So
like what?
It was a healing thing for me to write.
What kind of side effects did you have?
I had a lot of gastrointestinal problems.
Oh, okay.
And eventually I had an eating disorder because all of my problems kind of surmounted and, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know. It was hard for me to eat as well. I don't know if that was one of the things that you had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You'd get so hungry and then someone would put a plate of food in front of you, you'd take 2 bites and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, which, you know, when they say, oh, you'll have problem eating, it's like, how can I have, you know, I've never had a problem eating. Mm-hmm. Are you crazy? You know, I can finish a whole pizza. What are you talking about? Now, how did your friends react when you were going through treatment?
It was kind of funny because some people, they just can't really deal with the illness, so they kind of shied away.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting to see who really stepped up to the plate and came alongside me and who kind of backed down, just couldn't deal with it.
Are you friends with any of the people who backed down still?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, because they've gotten over it. They had to go through their own grieving period or whatever. So.
Well, that's a very grown-up thing because a lot of people just... It took me a couple years to figure that out, if that makes sense to you. Because I was
mm-hmm.
mad at a couple, you know,
yeah.
a few friends of mine who I thought, well, here you are, really good friends of mine, and you just totally disappear. And then,
uh-huh.
you know, I just realized, oh, well, I don't know what, you know, maybe just seeing me all skinny and bald kind of freaks you out or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they had some kind of relationship with cancer that I didn't know. Maybe a relative went through something and they want to mm-hmm. relive that. So
yeah.
that's very grown up of you. So you're back to writing the book because you wanted it to be cathartic because, as we all know, I think survivorship is one of the most difficult parts of cancer treatment.
Definitely.
That they don't really talk about as much. And I think, you know, thanks to your book and everything, we're trying to get the word out.
Mm-hmm.
So
I hope it does. I hope it gets the word out about that.
So you're writing your book, and how long did it take you to write your book?
It took me about 7 months.
Oh, that's fast.
Well, I had a lot of downtime. I had a lot of time to write it.
And then did you submit it to other people, or did you self-publish?
We self-published. Really, both my mom and I, we really wanted to maintain the integrity of my story. We didn't want a publisher to take what I had written and say, oh, no, you only have 3 rounds of chemo.
Right.
No. But you know what I mean. And we really wanted it to be exactly how it was and truthful and my story and nothing but my story.
So now you've self-published this book. Have you, what's the feedback from other parents and children who've had cancer?
It's tremendous. It's really, you know, we've put a lot of hard work into the book, and it's just so rewarding to hear both parents and other children going through cancer, to hear their reactions. They say that it gives them hope, and it's the best thing they've ever read. It's like their Bible.
Wow, that's awesome.
I've just heard so many tremendous reactions, and it just makes everything that I've been through worth it.
Exactly. Because, I mean, I blog a lot, and I'm considering writing a book, and you just never know who's going to read stuff that you write. Like, when I started blogging, I just figured, oh, I'll just write this because it's cathartic. And then I just started getting comments, and it's like, oh, people are actually reading. And like you said, there might be side effects or something that you're going through as a child where a parent might pick up the book and go, oh, you know what? I had no idea that my child was going through this, and they would be able to understand it better.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because I'm sure it's a lot difficult on your parents when you were going through this.
Yes, definitely.
And how about do you have any siblings?
I have 2 older brothers.
And how were they during all this?
They were very supportive during it all, but I could definitely see a grieving period afterwards, and they kind of had to work out their own emotions and whatever afterwards, and I could see that they were changed from it afterwards.
Right. How were they changed, do you think?
I think they just have a lot more appreciation now. They see things differently. They see me differently.
Because you're a rock star, 16-year-old author.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, and I'm sure it was hard for them in the beginning, you getting all the focus of the attention. You know, they might have been kind of jealous of that, but not realizing that they were.
It's difficult.
Right. Because here, how long were you in treatment for, like, the length?
For about 6 months.
6 months. So that's 6 months of probably both your parents going with you to treatment, and it's pretty much like an everyday thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, times. I remember that. I actually had a doctor, this is funny, tell me that a 45-minute wait wasn't that bad, and I just kind of exploded on him. I was like, well, I have 7 appointments this week, so you're 45 minutes, and his 30 minutes, and just totally lost it. So what are your plans for the future? Now that you've written this book, and you're very involved with Live Strong.
Yes, I actually just, for Live Strong Day on October 2nd, we had a big event, and I signed books, and we raised money for them, so it was great.
Excellent. So what do you exactly do for Live Strong? Are you a Live Strong leader or just a member of the Army, or how does that work?
I'm a member of the Army. That's a good way to put it. I'm a great, just big, huge advocate for Live Strong and what they do and raising money for them.
Yes.
And I just think it's wonderful what Lance has done.
Oh, I agree. I have to say, his book, the gigantic Pink Ribbon Month, sorry. I have chemo brain.
The giant. I understand.
I know you do. The giant yellow and black book was one of the first things that I had gotten when I had found out I had cancer. And it was very informative. And, you know, I find that, you know, he put a lot of work into it. And hopefully you can put some of your expertise in there as well. Because, you know, young adult cancer is very, I don't want to say it's not common, but there's not a lot out there, I don't think, for young adults as yourself.
Yeah, not as much awareness about it.
Exactly. And not as much awareness and not a lot information, I would say. You know, so your book is one of those things where someone can pick it up and say, oh, well, I understand what they're going through now.
Yeah.
And did anyone in your family ever have cancer, or was this?
No. No, a distant family, but not real close to me.
Oh, so this was like a fun little surprise like I had. Oh, by
the way. I don't know about fun, but.
Well, I'm just joking.
Yeah.
I'm just joking. So what have you done to keep up your positive mental attitude? Because I know that's hard as an adult, but what did you do as a child? I should say young adult. I don't want to call you a child.
Well, I like to think that there were three things that really kept me going, and mm-hmm. it was family,
yes.
and I have a strong faith, so God,
of course.
And dance, because I love to dance.
Oh, what kind
so
of
those
dance?
Three things kept me going through it all.
Did you dance while you were going through treatment?
Yes, I did.
You did? Oh, my God.
And I was
passed
more
out on
aerodynamic.
The floor. You were. Have you passed out on the floor? Do you want to dance, Mel? So what kind of dance do you do? Like, what's your favorite?
I really love ballet. I've been doing that since I was three, but I do all kinds of lyrical, jazz, hip-hop, you name it.
Awesome. So do you have recitals and whatnot in high school?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. You're part of the dance team?
I am.
Awesome. So how do your classmates feel knowing that you're a accomplished author?
They have different reactions, you know? Something that is really cool, and I can feel kind of a respect towards me, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that a lot of kids treat me differently than they treat other kids, they treat me in a more positive way, which is very cool. And I feel like they're kind of more mature when they're around me, which is very cool.
Now, you live in California, right?
I do.
Were you able to bring awareness to your school?
Yeah.
How did you do that?
Well, just for one example, for the Live Strong event, I got the Key Club from my school and other kids from my school to come and help out with the Live Strong event. So it's just about just letting them know about my book and raising awareness about the different organizations and the different events and getting them involved.
Awesome. So what's in your future? What's next for Melinda? TV show?
Well, I definitely want to write more books.
Okay.
I want to keep writing forever and keep dancing forever, even if it's not a professional thing or I'm not teaching dance. I'll always find somewhere to dance. And also, I want to become a doctor.
Oh, excellent. Oncologist?
And, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Really? So where do you want to go to college?
My dream school is Stanford.
Well, why do you say it like that? Because you're like, I don't know if I'm getting
well,
in.
I don't want to, like,
you don't
set myself
it?
Up for disappointment.
You gotta have, a Class A backup school or something, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when do you graduate high school?
I'm a junior now.
Oh.
So 2 more years.
So then do you go in for that early acceptance thing? Is that how that works for med school? Okay. So basically when you put in your application, you just put your book in there?
Yeah.
Instead of just filling out all this stuff out, it's like, what significant things have you done? It's like, here you go.
Yeah.
Top that, classmates, whatever, right? And where can we find your book or more information about you?
It's available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com and also Borders.com.
Wow, awesome.
And it's going to be distributed in bookstores nationally, so that should be exciting.
That is exciting. We got to get you on Oprah.
That would be very awesome. Raise some awareness for childhood cancer.
Exactly. And if people want to get a hold of you, where would they be able to contact you?
I have a
a Facebook page or something.
Chemo Bridge.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
It's www.marciano.net.
Okay.
It's my website, and also there's happyquail.net, which Happy Quail is our publishing website. So you can go on there and get all kinds of information
about you, and you're available for speaking engagements and things like that. That is crazy, girl. You're doing what I want to do. And you're like, I don't want to say how much older that I am than you, so. Whatever, Melinda, sure. Well, great job. I'm very proud of you, and I hope to get my hands on your book and take a look at it, because, you know, there needs to be more people who positively inspire the younger people who have cancer, because it's very hard. It's, you know, as you know, it's a hard road to toe.
Yeah.
So, and just having you write that book, you know, I thank you for all the, you know, people who haven't been diagnosed yet.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Well, awesome, Linda. I'm going to wrap up like I usually do. This is Mel Majoros. I am the Cancer Warrior. You can always find me on Facebook because I am a Facebook junkie. Become a fan of the show, The Cancer Warrior, on EmpoweredRadio.com on Facebook. Check out my blog, thecancerwarrior.blogspot.com. And you know what? Life looks pretty good from where I'm sitting. Sending you good vibes. It's The Cancer Warrior on EmpoweredRadio.com.